us tomorrow.
Elizabeth Rizzini. And now it's time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505. Today is Saturday, the 25th of July. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Hebrides, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight, low Faroes 988, expected Norwegian Basin 978 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Tira, south at Tira. Southwesterly, veering westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Viking, decreasing 4 at times later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty 4th. Southwest 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest, veering west 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in German Bight. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Humber, Thames. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Humber. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. Northwest, backing west, 4 to 6. Drizzle later, moderate or good. Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole. North or northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, thundery in Biscay and south Fitzroy, drizzle later, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. West or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in Irish Sea. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, becoming variable 3 for a time later in northeast Malin. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, westerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 later in northeast. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, northwest, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, becoming northwesterly, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later in south. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 at times in southwest. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5 in southwest, otherwise northwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, moderate or good. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 25th of July. Tyree Automatic. West by south, 6, slight rain, 1,100 metres, 1,004, falling more slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest, 6, slight rain, 1 mile, 997, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southwest, 6, rain, 1,600 metres, 992, falling quickly. Lucas, west-southwest, 5, 19 miles, 1,003, falling. Bridlington, west-southwest, 3, 1,009, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 3, 5 miles, 1,011. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 3, 5 miles, 1,011. Jersey, north, 2, 5 miles, 1,012, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest, 4, 1,013. Scilly Automatic, northwest, 3, 8 miles, 1,015, falling. Valentia, west by north, 2, slight showers, 12 miles, 1,016, falling. Ronald's Way, west by south, 3, recent rain, 16 miles, 1,011, falling. Malin Head, southwest by west, 6, mist, 3 miles, 1,007, falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday the 25th of July. The general situation, a brisk westerly or northwesterly flow lies across the United Kingdom with strong winds in places, especially in the north, with a risk of gales in the far north early on Saturday. Some rain, drizzle or showers will affect many areas at times this weekend, but mostly in the northwest. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in north. Occasional rain or showers, squally at first, good, occasionally moderate. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west 3 to 5. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or northwesterly, becoming cyclonic, then southwesterly later 3 to 5. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 2 to 4, backing west or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time at first in far east, 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6. Drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest, 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6. Fair, then occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Fair, then occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West, 4 to 6, veering northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then west, 5 or 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, west or southwest, 5 or 6, veering west or northwest, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardmaghan Point, west or northwest, 5 or 6, decreasing 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Ardmaghan Point to Cape Wrath, west or northwest, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southwest, veering northwest, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 5 at times later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Time now for Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Wigley.
Good morning. Today marks the feast day of St. James, one of the first disciples chosen by Jesus, alongside his brother John, Simon Peter and Andrew. He's known as St. James the Great, to distinguish him from James, son of Alphaeus. But while not intended to imply higher status, it does seem that Jesus chose Peter, James and John to accompany him at some significant moments, such as climbing the Mount of Transfiguration. Coming down from this moment of excitement, James and John seem more preoccupied with seats in the coming kingdom than heeding Jesus' warning about how the Messiah will face suffering and death. So, when the three of them are invited to accompany Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, it's no surprise that James, like the other two, falls asleep in the moment of crisis. Is the James who is preoccupied with the best seats ready to share in Jesus' cup of suffering? At this point, no. But this is not the end of the story. As the risen Jesus returns to restore his broken disciples by Lake Galilee, James, like Peter, is given the opportunity for a fresh start. Strengthened by the Holy Spirit, Peter and John find the courage to proclaim that Jesus is risen and resume his ministry. Although not named, we can presume James shares in this new leadership, since when the first wave of persecution breaks out, it is he whom